Greetings.
Hi, how are you?
I'm listening.
Great to meet you.
Ah, I've been expecting you.
For the good
you
of all.
You come get the voodoo. Hey, Darren.
And you are...
Light be with you.
Hey, great to meet
you. You come to consult the spirits?
Welcome to Orgrimmar. Have you come to serve the Horde?
Shiny. Sail here. Me by. And trade. What?
Sail here. Me by. And trade. What?
And welcome to Control Alt WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. Today is Friday, October 31st, 2014, and this is episode 200. This is episode 393 entitled Another Rock / Toothpick. I'm Aprillian, your host, and with me are my three awesome co-hosts. Good morning, Lita, or good evening.
No, good morning. Good morning. It's bright and early here.
How was Halloween?
Halloween was very exciting. I had my little neighbors from next door came over, and they were all dressed up. And Kobe greeted them. I forgot to get him an outfit, but I've organized his Christmas outfit, so I'm very excited about that because he's going to look so cute at Christmas.
So this is the one holiday that we all celebrate?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. And Rogue Slayer, how are you?
I am fine having a quiet Halloween. We just had our second doorbell ring of the evening, but the first doorbell was my sushi being delivered,
so
that didn't really count.
Yeah,
but it just rang again while you guys were talking.
Oh,
so
okay.
That may be a trick or treater. I don't know, but yeah, going well.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
And Tidra, how's the chat room doing?
Oh, very good. We've got Tiber and Matterhorn with us tonight.
Howdy!
Yay!
Yay.
Hi, guys.
So how's the new schedule working for people? Let us know. Send us an email. And I don't know. Are we going to be able to keep it? Because, you know, the time changes this weekend.
Well, and also mm-hmm. BlizzCon starts next Friday.
Oh.
Yes.
And then so I'm away. Yeah, I'm away the following two Fridays as well. So we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Maybe we might want to move it for that weekend to maybe Saturday.
Yes.
I don't know. But we'll see what happens. All right. So, of course, it's the official holiday of Juno. So we're not want to start the show with what we are want to start the show with. But we say happy Halloween and. We look forward to hearing to you soon.
Happy yes. National Juno Day.
Yeah, happy National.
Yeah.
International Juno Day.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And, okay.
Did you guys hear their awesome Corpse One Radio interview on Realm Maintenance this week?
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes. It was great.
It was great. Yes, it was. Very, very good.
Okay. That was Cameo and Grand Nagus and Juno. And that was so good.
Okay. So if you haven't heard it, go ahead and download Realm Maintenance.
Hi, Carl Sweeties. This is Leto.
I've got to keep control. You all know what time it is. It's group huggles time.
Leto, how's your week been?
I've been eating candy.
Oh, what kind of candy?
That's all I've done. I've been eating candy. I tell you, it's just been, there's a candy bucket, and there's a candy bucket, and there's a candy bucket, and there's a candy bucket. So, It's been pretty full on trying to get the candy buckets, but I managed because I was jewel boxing last week. I jewel boxed with my warlock and my mage, and I managed to get the two pets on my mage, which I gave to my warlock. So I was like, here, I give to you myself. So I knew I wasn't going to have enough of the tricky treats to get what I wanted out of this year. So I thought, well, if I dual boxed, then I'm going to get enough to get the two pets on another tune. And because they're not, you know, soul bound, it's like, ha-ha, I'll just give them to my other account. So yay. So I managed to do that, which was really good. And then working out all the math and thinking, okay, I'm only going to get so many tricky treats a day now because I've got every single candy bucket in Azeroth, that what am I going to do to be able to get the last lot? So I needed 500 total of the tricky treats. So I had to, you know, I had to go and do all the dailies, which there's basically the five dailies, four of them in Undercity, and then one that I'd go to Brill and do the putting out of the fires, as well as run Headless Horseman, because Headless Horseman will drop the loot bag that also gives you a couple of tricky treats. So
did you get rings on all your tunes, the upgraded rings?
I got I ran Headless quite a few times. Mostly, I've already got the mount. I got the mount last year. Mm-hmm. And so it was on the last night last year, and that was so exciting because I thought, nah, I've missed it this year, and I managed to get it. So I was more running for other, you know, for other people that were like, oh, I need some help, you know, can you come run with me? I'm like, right. Yeah, of course, yeah. Sure, no worries. So a couple of the friends got the mounts, which was awesome, and yeah, so I managed to get my 500 tricky treats.
Wow.
Which I was just like, oh my god, finally. So I went and I bought my Arthur's costume. So the photos that the pickies that I've got up, so don't forget to go and check out controlaltwow.blogspot.com for all the show notes and to see the pickies. But I've got my first screenshot. I'm standing there with my voidie, but I'm standing there under the Forsaken banners, which I thought was completely hilarious because I'm as Arthas. You know, I'm undead. Leader's undead, has always been undead. And Sylvanas is one of my favorite characters in game. She's my queen. I love her. I love Sylvanas. So to stand there as Arthas under the Forsaken banner, I was just like, yeah, this is hilarious.
It is.
So there's that one. And then we went outside because Ash decided we were going to see if he could duel me. And we could. We had to go outside of where the graveyard is at Undercity. And we were having a fight, which we weren't really fighting. It was just a matter of seeing what animations that I was doing as, you know, as this Arthas instead of as myself. And it was pretty funny. So another screenshot, and I happened to do, you know, do the slash dance. So I do that male human dance, you know, right, where they do that gyrating.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. The John Travolta dance.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So that was pretty funny. So I had the boys all over with me as we were just mucking around out the front of Undercity, and that's another photo that I got. So it was so good. So you only get 50 charges. I am disappointed that they didn't make it a permanent thing, so it only has 50 charges. So I've used one. I've got 49 left.
49.
So I'm going to be very, very selective. But I noticed yesterday there was a hot fix that was mentioned on Twitter about that you can now mount wearing the Arthur's costume, because I couldn't do that the other night. Oh. I was trying to mount up on one of the Frostbrood, the big skeletal dragon mounts that I've got, because I thought, oh, that, you know, I'd love to see myself as Arthur's on one of those. And it was like, yeah. You cannot, you're shapeshifted. You're not allowed to mount at the moment. I was like, oh. Okay, but yeah, so they've hot fixed that, and apparently you can mount up. So that's pretty cool. The timer is only 20 minutes, so you only get 20 minutes that you're Arthas before the buff wears off. But for me, 500 tricky treats really well spent, because I will manage to have some fun with that. I am not doing that again, but because I will invest in pets. But at the moment, that's what I'm doing. I've been taking my baby, not my baby, one of my babies, my other leaders. My DK. So I've been going around with her, and oh, Madarina just hit 90.
Oh, congrats,
Madar.
That's awesome. Got your costume.
You got your first 90. Oh wait,
that's is that first costume 90. A permanent costume
today?
No, it's it only has 50 charges, Tidra. Yeah. So once you've used them up, then it's, I'm gonna assume it's either gonna go away or becomes like a null and void, you know, you can't use now. So
that's a shame. For 500 pieces of candy, they should make that thing a permanent.
Yeah. I know. I was fully expecting them to make a, you know, make a part of that. You can put it in the toy box, but anything that has got a charge does not go into the toy box, which I'm like, oh, how the hell does that work? Which, okay, another point is with the toy box, if you have not got this add-on is freaking awesome. It's called Toy Box Q. Okay, it's like one word. And what it does is it scans my bags and it lets me know, like right across. It even works with Altaholic and it tells me what I've got. So the things I've been doing is trying to work on various ones, because I'm sitting on 99 toys in my toy box. So I need one more to get the toy box achievement, which will be, where is it? Collections, toy box, tons of toys is collect 100 toys. Oh. So, and then there's another one after that, which I'm not sure. It might be 150 toys. But there's, you know, there's a whole heap of stuff. A lot of the toys, like it breaks down where you can get them from, like dungeons and raids. So it says, you know, if you go into Ice Crown Citadel, there's a the Shadowmourne quest line. There's a Sylvanas's music box that you can get from that. Professions, so things like cooking, there's the flippable table. So it says, right, you need, you know, the Iron Paw tokens that you go over and get that from Nam Iron Paw in Half Hill, you know. So it really breaks it down. So if anyone is into looking at collecting the toys, this, I totally suggest getting this add-on, because so far I have found it to be fantastic. But that's another thing that I've been doing is trying to work on the toys and the Pandaria stuff, which has been mostly going around killing the rares, you know, the rare spawns. There's a couple in Dreadwaste, and I think it was Townlong Steps, and that every time I kill it, it's like, yeah, no, it doesn't drop. I'm like, really? Come on, just drop the piece that I want. I just need one more to 100. So yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's been kind of fun. So I like I love the collecting stuff. I know I'm such a sucker for it. It, you know, just collect pets, mounts, you know, chivis, and give me a toy box. I am so happy. I can't wait for the expansion to see what else that we get. So that's very exciting. My home away from home, Timeless Isle. I have managed to track myself back there a little bit, and I'm still trying to find those elusive last 10 things that I need for Need a Bigger Bag, but I've had no luck with it this week. So I'm still, you know, I'm still popping back. I'm like, hi guys, I'm back. And they're all like, where have you been?
Right?
Like, well, I've been chasing mounts. I've been running old school stuff, you know. I'm so very busy. I've just come to kill you all again and give me some pretty smexy stuff. They go, no. Nope, not today. So Timeless Isle is still... it's good fun. I can't believe with the squish of how fast, though, I'm taking stuff down. It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. Is it the rings or just...
I don't know. It's just stuff is going down real fast. Yeah. And even in doing old content, that stuff before the patch hit, you know, you could still take it down pretty easily, but now it just seems to go boom, dead. Like, you know, whereas before you'd be like, boom, boom, okay, now it's dead. Now it's like, boom, dead. And it's like, whoa, okay, all right. They squished. They squished real good. So it's been good doing that. And then we've been doing mount runs, so, you know, the usual ZG Stone Core, Vortex Pinnacle, Tempest Keep, going to see Malagos, Uka Pinnacle. We've even been going into Firelands and Dragon Soul. Anything that pretty much has a chance of dropping a mount, we've just been trying to go for, as well as doing the Warbringers. So no luck this week. None, zero, zip, nada. But as per usual, it's been a fun exercise to do, and you're always optimistic when you go to click on the corpse and it's like, is it? No, boo. So that's been a lot of fun. And I've just been doing achievement stuff, like just old raids. That's been my other thing, is just we've been tearing up, you know, like Firelands and Dragon Soul, and just getting achievements left, right, and center, which has been good fun. So, but most of my effort has been pretty much on candy buckets. Candy buckets. So, yeah. And that... it's been my week.
Awesome.
Cool.
All right.
My mouth was full, so I had to clap.
Nice.
Full with sushi.
We had no trick-or-treater.
Mm. We haven't had any. Well, I'm not expecting any. Oh, excellent.
Oh. How you doing?
I get giddy and love making mini alts. My dog is trying to poop for the horn and for the alliance. It was funny on my head.
And Aprillian, what have you been doing this week?
Well, I've been upgrading a lot and lots of, well, not lots and lots, but found out Aprillian had almost 250 lesser charms, so she went and upgraded. It's
nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, you know, to pick the ones, you know. And the sad part is, I've also been playing the Headless Horseman, and I feel badly that I wasted some upgrades on my rings. You know.
I
was going under the misconception of upgrading your lowest thing when I should have been upgrading my highest thing. But I'm actually at $4.99 on Aprilian.
Wow! That's awesome!
$4.92 on April on
nice.
And Prillian, my new shaman, is $4.96.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is mostly due to Lesser Charms and the Headless Horseman. I've had to pass on the rings now, you know. So
nice.
And it's nice to run it. You get in, you get out, you know, it's nice and clean and easy. Oh, also, I got Prillian, that probably helped her get up to 496. A dragonling,
mm-hmm.
You know, with the from my engineer.
The trinket.
Yep. Yeah, the trinket. Yeah, that
oh, cool. adds up.
In fact, I got the ring. I got some of those, and I never pay any attention to it. But the ones where you get mystically superior. I got that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you put item level of 450 on above, I don't think. But I would have had to get everything else. I don't remember getting cataclysmic, but obviously you have to get that before you could get the one above it. So, I mean, it feels kind of nice. I mean, I'm not all in purple, but I'm pretty close. And of course, I've done some trick-or-treating, and then I got sidetracked. I went trick-or-treating starting in Dalaran, and, you know, I'm trying to do it old school or, you know, without looking it up on the internet. And there's a whole bunch of flight paths where there's no pumpkin, which is, you know, sucks because you get there and you don't realize there's no pumpkin. And then I ended up at the Argent tournament, and there's no pumpkin there. But while I was there, I noticed that I only had I had 35 commendations, and all I needed was 5 more to get a pet.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, so they're like,
so you went jousting, didn't you?
No, I didn't joust, but I did do some. I did take down the Kraken. I got some, spread some chum, and when I went back to kill the 6 of those ghost things, you know, that you have to do to complete the Kraken thing, each time I killed one of those guys, I got an ethereal credit. So I was like, this is cool. Let me kill. And like you said, they were dropping easily. And these guys are 8-9. I even took Chilmar down myself. And the first time I took him down, I killed him too quickly and didn't get the 3 co-pilots or whatever.
Oh, yep.
Yep. So I had to wait and kill another one just to get that.
Yeah.
So it was nice to visit.
But he spawns pretty quick.
Yeah, he does.
So, doesn't he? He
spawns extremely quick. And I did the 15 cultists and got ethereal credits for each one of those. So that was kind of neat. And I got 40 commendations and then realized I didn't have any of those pets.
Wow.
Champion seals. That's what they are. Champion seals. Yes, I didn't have any. I thought I was going to go and pick the one I didn't have, but I had to actually make a choice. So...
Ooh.
Which one would you have gotten? You know, it's the broom, it's the batling from the Undercity side, it's the scorpid thing from the orcs, and the fetish from the trolls. I ended up getting the broom. I like the broom.
Okay.
I was thinking broom.
Yeah, and I was
going bad.
Yeah, I know. It was very tough. So, yeah, so that was kind of neat, and they were all happy to see me. And I've also, I got a new hat. I forget which one. It was Tia. I got a mist piercing goggles. Equipped. Allows you to see additional mining nodes and herbs while in Pandaria. Wow. So
that's cool.
Yeah, but I think I need to dual box with some miners to see if there is a difference. But yeah. for the first couple of days, I'm swiping out my hat, putting on my goggles, and then I happen to hover over and it says, "While these goggles are very fashionable, they don't need to be worn to receive their special benefits." You know, sometimes you just have to read the notes.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But I bet you looked awesome.
I did. So,
You know, one of the things with the Argent tournament that I found out this week too, with the, you know, the vendors have got, so they've got the pets,
right,
and they've got the mounts,
right,
and they've also got these banners that you can get,
which are,
and
the banners toys. Are toys. Yes.
Yes. Now, what happens is that when you get the banners, it will count for both faction. So, The Undercity. So if you go and purchase the Undercity banner, then it will actually count for the equivalent on the Alliance side. So you end up getting two banners instead of the one banner.
Well, I'm sure that's if you have both Horde and Alliance. I wonder.
Well,
if
no, I've not taken any Alliance through the whole of the tournament. At all.
No. I mean, both. I wonder if it's only if you have both sides as tuned, you know, because it's universal.
I don't know. Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if
Grand Nagus should tell us about that one. But yeah, I thought that was really interesting because I was fully prepared to go do Alliance side as well, which is a pain in the neck because you know how you got to do the starter, all the starter stuff before you actually get to the meat. It was like, I'm going to have to go and do all of this and then I'm going to have to do each, open up each faction. And I was able to get the banners that way and I went, oh, okay, sweet, I'll take it. Yeah.
Yeah, I almost, I was debating, and I probably should have, I you know, when you do Chilmar and another one, you have an option of getting a bag of gold or the writs to be you, that you can pass on, and I almost got the writs, but I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to come out there again.
I mean, well, the thing with the bag of gold is it also gives you a bonus of the accommodation thing.
Right, exactly. It was
so
funny.
You get your 10 gold, wasn't it? 10 gold and your champion seal.
Right.
So it's like, sweet.
Which was funny because I was really just going to do a certain amount of quests to get my 5 champion seals. And then I ended up with 2 more left over. And I'm like, okay, what can I get? And I'm like, no, let me get out of here.
Run away.
Yeah. So that was kind of nostalgic. I almost did some jousting. I almost went out to take down the commanders. But I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I probably don't have the muscle memory anymore to do it.
Oh, you know what I did with the commanders? I just killed them. I didn't even joust them. I just went and killed
them. That's so rude.
And you know what a great satisfaction that was?
Because
you could never do that at level. You had to be able to hop on and joust them. And I always was really cranky about that. So to go back and just go, here, take this. You're going to die, sucker. Was like, yay, I don't have to joust you anymore. But I can't do that when I'm in the, you know, in the tournament area, especially
right,
if you're by yourself.
Yeah.
But if you're in party with someone, you can help them take, or not even if you're in party. I think if you're in there, you can help take down if someone's jousting, if they've gone red to you, so you could stand there and DPS it as opposed to hopping on the mount and jousting it. But if you're only doing it yourself, then you've got to joust it. Because I tried. I stood there and I, come on, I don't want to joust you. Just hit me. Come on, hit me. Ah, okay. It keeps going. No, once you're ready to joust me, we will interact in jousting or something. I'm like, oh, damn it. So, yeah.
So the other thing I found, and it was because somebody here, I forgot who said it, but my biggest motivation now is to get more lesser charms to upgrade my stuff. And you know the best place to get them? Timeless Isle. Mm-hmm. When you kill stuff
the
there.
Frogs.
The frogs, the turtles. And, mm-hmm.
And it's nice. A great place.
Yeah, and it's nice for dual boxing because everybody gets a charm, so it's really nice. So I spent some time out there, and, you know, with, of course, the added eye level, it's easier to take people down or take mobs down, so it's been fun. And I actually did do some of the Tiller's quests, too, on a couple of tunes. I'm wondering if I should even bother with the the farm, because what, in 2 weeks we'll have garrisons? No,
I can't go near the farm and not farm it.
Right, it's the OCD.
Yeah, you know? It's like, oh, this gold in the ground just waiting for me.
Right, exactly.
Nice.
And I figured out if my tailor does the wind shear, she's got enough to do one imperial silk and one celestial cloth for the day. Which is nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And of course, I think we mentioned before, the imperial silk doesn't need to be on silk and field. Which is cool. Super duper nice. Oh, copycat, Fikar. Fikar just got Cataclysm Superior and Mystically Superior. Ooh, is that a trick-or-treater?
Yep, another doorbell.
Oh, okay.
For a while, my cat was sitting in the window watching the street. Like, what are all these little people doing out there?
Right?
Nice.
So, I've been, you know, having fun with the Headless Horseman. I got a couple of things, you know. I know that's what I wanted to talk about. I had a glitch where when I put on my Headless Horseman gear, my eye level went down. For instance, ooh. I have an eye level 437X, and if I put on my eye level, and my eye level is 492, but if I put the horseman slicer on, equip it, it goes down to 467.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if it still got the eye level from the previous, you know, year.
No.
Or if it's just me.
It's weird.
Yeah. At first I thought it was just because it's a one-handed and she usually carries a two-handed. But I got, what did I get? I got something else. A helm. The one that makes you laugh.
Oh, yep. The Headless Horseman helm.
Yeah. And the same thing happened. The tune, the eye level went down. So... I don't know if it's a
unless it's still for some reason it's reading it from
the previous,
you know, like the previous, yeah,
yeah, that's
and
what
it's
I
going
said.
Oh well, this has got an eye level of, you know, 300 and something,
well,
and
470 versus 540, so that's what I'm thinking the problem is. So I'm just wondering if anybody else encountered that little glitch.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Alright, and I guess that's been about my week.
Good week.
Yeah. Oh, I did find out that I can make some new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
On what did I find out? Was it engineering? Oh, yeah. The tinkers, the little things that you can do to yourself. Does anybody have an engineer? Like the glider and the water gliding jets and just these little things that... the engineer can do.
Oh yeah, the tinker
cool.
stuff. Yep.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
And that's been my week.
Nice.
Awesome.
Greetings to Control Out Wild. I am Voltandra from Clan of Darkness. I am Blood Elf. Hear me roar. I shall see you in Pandaria.
Rogue Slayer, how was your week?
My week has been pretty good. I've been enjoying these hallowed buffs and having a little bit of XP. So again, I've just been playing my orc shaman to get her up there. So this week she has gone from 53 to 62.
Wow.
Right now she's a little over halfway through 62. So I have my eye on the grand to get out there pretty soon. So she started off the week doing the Swamp of Sorrows quests, and then Hallows Eve came up, you know, was around, so you know, I kept going into Undercity. So while I was there, I went to, I still had like a guild tabard that I didn't need because I was very exalted, so I want to drop this stuff off in the bank and see if I had any toys there.
Mm-hmm.
I had 85 fell iron ore sitting in the bank.
Oh, no, wow.
Waiting for me. I have no idea where I got them from. but I was like, okay, as soon as I can, I'll be able to smelt this pretty soon. So I just stood around at the forge and
See, that's nice. That's a public service announcement. Visit your bank.
Yeah, or just even though you don't have anything in your bag, check your crafting.
Right,
spells.
Right.
Because if I had opened up smelting, I would have seen, oh, I have 85 fell ore I can smelt. You know, so I blew the dust off of those. And once I got the skill up, I just forged them away. So let's see. Oh, I did right after last week's podcast, I grabbed some vanishing powder from the auction house and got the glyph of astral fixation, which is what makes my astral recall spell on my shaman, takes it to your faction's earth shrine. So in Orgrimmar, for Horde, it took me to where all the cataclysm portals are. That's the Earth Shrine. So for Alliance, that it would be out by the Tol'Barad on that little island. So that's been really, really helpful for Hallow's End. I don't know if I'll keep it afterwards. I might, because it is kind of handy to be able to buzz right over, right directly into Orgrimmar. But it's been nice. So I'll be, you know, questing away. And then I'll hit my astral recall, and I show up in Orgrimmar, and that's just a quick hop across the gap, and I go over to the Zeppelin, and I'm in Undercity, and bam, I can do my Hallow's End quests, and get my buff every 2 hours. I've actually managed to keep it a couple of times where I didn't die, and I ran through the whole buff. Most of the time, I die and have to go back early. but a couple of times, it was good. And I bought a Cursed Beerman. From the little pet guy for Hallow's End. So I got one.
Oh, nice.
Pets. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to say, when I was questing in Swamp of Sorrows, you know when you have to go pick up the artifacts at the bottom of the Pool of Tears?
Right.
There's a bunch of junk there, and some of the things aren't artifacts. Having this stuff glow was such a huge help. Because the sparkles never really showed up very well in the water there.
Mm.
So I was just like, oh, there's one. Oh, there's one. Give me. Done. But, you know, last week, Lita, you were talking about how the costume, the buffs that you get from the trick-or-treat, they were sort of stacking up and you could see all of them at the top of your screen.
Yeah.
Well, I had an interesting one. If you go over to control.wild.blogspot.com and look at the show notes, you'll see me. I'm in a skeleton buff. And I'm doing that quest in Netherguard Mines where you have to hide under the inconspicuous box.
Right.
And walk along. And you can see you can see my skeleton little body, and you can see the label over the head, inconspicuous box. Well, it's a really, really inconspicuous box because there's no box there. It's just my skeleton with a label, inconspicuous box. But it worked. These Lions people were so stupid. I have a label, inconspicuous box, so that's what they saw.
Wow. That is cool.
I just wandered right on by. I'm like, huh, someone left their box there. and you know how you grab those flawed Drenithist fragments in Blasted Lands, and the guy, you know, he sounds like he's from the Borscht Belt. What are you doing? Oh, you got some crap for me. I got a flawless Drenithist sphere, which I didn't think I had gotten very frequently. Yeah. He was much nicer to me. Then I found two more. So I found three flawless ones on Milri.
Mm.
So Blasted Lands has been pretty good to me. I got two or three of those timeless boxes that gave the bronze whelpling. And then, ooh, you know, went out on my other tunes. And then she got three flawless Dronithus spheres. So you were saying earlier, Prillian, you were doing the candy buckets and trying to, you know, be old school and not check Wowhead. Well, I was doing that Loramus quest where you had to find his legs and his heads and put them together and find the amulet and all that. And then you have to go talk to the guy and he ports you up to the top of the pinnacle and you have to fight the devil, the demon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got up there and somebody had just finished killing him. So I tried to get in, but I couldn't. He was gone. So I was just waiting for him to respond. No, he's not responding. Oh, what the heck? So I went over to Wowhead. Wow, what's the deal with this? Is it bugged? What do I have to do? And someone said, oh, yeah, if you've landed and someone's killed them, or, you know, for whatever reason, you have to jump back down and talk to that guy. And I was like, oh, I hate going back down because, you know, I tried jumping off this once and I died. So since then, I've always harked home and had to ride all the way back out there. Well, fortunately, I kept reading because if you jump off the north side of the pinnacle, you land on a shelf and there's a rune of return that teleports you right back to the little guy.
Oh, at the bear. Right.
And I had no friggin' idea. I've been doing this for how many tunes?
Yeah.
Do I hearth back to the...
It's like the guy on Dark Moon Fair that's down by the... that you shoot into the ring.
Yeah.
And then
there's
the guy that brings you back. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, oh, so I had to try it out. Just say, oh, look. Oh, that's so cool. So I used it twice. Once to get him to respawn, and then once to go to get back down again. So that was fun. So I did a little bit of PvPing. Didn't do much PvPing this week because I would only do it. I did it once, and of course I lost my Ashes buff, my Grim Visage buff, because I die, you know? So after that, I would only do it when I was, like, on my way back to go get it again. Well, I didn't have it, which, you know... then I get it, and I have to go questing again. But I did do Battle for Gnaeus, and she got the Know Thy Enemy, which is you killed somebody from each class. But big news, public service announcement, the Battle for Gnaeus, you now only need 1,500 points to win.
Oh.
That was the one before that I cautioned you. You know, I always get, it's always like 1,600 or 1,500, and when you get near there, it's like, oh, we're almost done. I better put up my battle standard. And it's like, oh, man, we need 2,000. Well, you don't. You only need 1,500. So that was pretty awesome.
Oh, nice.
So then I did my Blasted Lands quest, and I got the achievement for Blasted Lands quests and got to 58. So I was so excited, level 58.
Yay.
I could go through. Woohoo! And, you know, once I get to 58, then I can get the bigger quest, and then I can get to 60, and then I can fly and get the candy buckets. So I went back to the portal, and, you know, where all the soldiers are, and there's always a quest giver there. You know, through the portal to Outlands, whatever it's called. And he wasn't there. Like, dude, where are you?
Right.
So I just like, well, let me just see if I can just go through. So I just ran through the portal and it let me through. And he was on the other side of the portal now.
Oh.
So you have to just go through the portal on a wing and a prayer. And they're over there waiting for you, a little welcome committee.
Mm.
So that was pretty cool. So while I was around in both Blasted Lands and starting off in Outlands, I'm really digging on my shaman the combo of the magic broom, which is an instant mount.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the glyph that when I turn on ghost wolf form, it automatically triggers water walking. So she can escape stuff that she could never have escaped before.
Cool.
She rides her broom, you know, she's trying to run away until someone finally knocks her, so she's off her broom. So then she, like, goes into wolf form, which gives you a 30% speed boost while running. And if I can manage not to get damaged, or if I do get damaged, I just exit it and come back in again with ghost wolf. And then she can run across the lake and lose them. And then as soon as I've lost them, I switch, boom, back right into my magic broom, and I never stop. So I think that's the reason she managed to keep her Hallow's End buff on so long. Because she had a lot of really close escapes. So So I got my 500 quest achievement just before I reached level 60. Yay! Mm-hmm. I'm the fungus! Woo! So
yay!
I got the little thing, oh, you know, go see the flight master in Orgrimmar. It's like, okay, I think I will. And I went to see her, and I've got another screenshot there. Now, you know, I always upgrade my writing every single time. But as soon as I get it, bam, I upgrade it. Like, wow, flying is really cheap. 40 gold? Journeyman riding requires level 40?
You hadn't gotten... Journeyman riding? Oh, that's funny.
I thought she was just, you know, slow because I'm so used to my 90.
Right.
So it was like afterburners when I got her flight.
Oh, that's like, hilarious.
Wow, I never missed, you know, upgrading, but I did. So then we already had the portal hijinks with the Outlands quest giver being actually in Outlands. Thanks a lot. Make me come there, and then you'll tell me I can be there. Okay, so after I got my flight, I checked that my skills were all leveled up and everything, and I went down into the chasm there and to go jump in the portal. Yeah, the portal's not there anymore, even if you're not 90.
Oh.
At least when I went there a few times. And I'm like, and there were several other people who were all like standing there like, hey, we're all standing. And when you portal from Shattrath, you come in there. But the portal's not there to go back. So I'm like, oh, come on. So I had to, what did I do? I had to go, I'm trying to read my notes here. So there's no portal. I couldn't fly back through. From Outlands. So I thought, oh, I'll just go into Blasted Lands. No, so I had to go back to Orgrimmar and get a Zeppelin to Stranglethorn Vale. I had to go all over the place to do this. The portal's not there.
The you probably need to swap the portal over. There's a chick standing on near the hillside at, where is it? You know where Netherguard Mines is?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're heading towards Swamp of Sorrows. There's a chick there that's standing just up on the mountain. If you go talk to her, that will change it into the old Blasted Lands.
But everything else about Blasted Lands seems the same to me. It seems like it should at a level 60. I mean, there's people at Netherguard Keep. There's, you know, it's weird. But I couldn't go through the portal.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all just annoying, and I had to wait for my Hearthstone to.
Maybe they've done something with that. I haven't been across there, through the new. With the changes yet, so mm-hmm.
Yeah, with a lower level too. So anyway, I just did a lot of running around, but I got my flying and I got back into Outlands and I got rotten. Well, see, I did all the bags over there, but also now that I can fly, I went and did a time to break down. So I went and doused the Alliance Wickerman, ha ha ha, and I got the Rotten Hallow achievement. I have a little screenshot of her talking to Dark Collar Yanka. And getting her Rotten Hollow. Now, a cool thing with the bags. You know how you can flag your bags and say, oh, this put my trade goods in here?
Right.
I basically say put my trade goods in this one and ignore this one. And that one where I say ignore, that's where I put my stuff that I'm just going to sell, but I don't want it cluttering up my regular backpack. Your penny pouches get dropped into your trade good bag, which I found silly.
Right.
Because it's nothing you can craft bag.
Right. You can't do anything with them.
Yeah. Now, another thing with the costume buffs. I was wearing like a skeleton buff, you know, or whatever, but I got tricked. And I changed, you know, you changed into the snake and you can't do anything. You can't fly away. You can't fight. You can't take a flight path. While I was wearing a skeleton and ninja costume, so I had both buffs on me, I got tricked. And the little debuff thing showed up, and it was counting down, but I didn't change shape. So I said, huh. So I hopped over the Flight Master. I could mount, and I could take a flight while debuffed. So if you get buffed into, you know, one of your costume changes, keep it because you'll be able to do things while you're debuffed with a trick. Mm. That was pretty cool. I didn't put a screenshot in here, but I did get nailed by the costumes. I was over in Hellfire Peninsula, and the three stadium and the arena, the Overlook, were all alliance or neutral. So I was like, oh, okay, I can do the quest where I have to go capture them all. So I'm over there, and there were some alliance flying around, but you know, pretty much they had taken off. And so I flew in, and I looked like, oh, cool, there's a Tauren there, so I, you know, he'll keep me company. Yeah, it was a friggin' human with a Tauren costume on.
Really?
Yes.
And they look like a Tauren?
He looked like a freaking Tauren.
It wasn't a mask over her, over their face?
It was a big, giant cow with fur all over and big shoulders.
Oh,
and they killed me.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
It was funny. What? So I got Tricks and Treats of Outland. Now I don't think I'll be able to get the Northrend ones by tonight. Because yeah. I think it goes away tomorrow morning, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The holiday. But the good thing is, as soon as this buff goes away, I have to get through Saturday. And then Sunday, Dark Moon Fair is back.
Yay! Oh, so, Day of the Dead tomorrow, too.
Yes,
don't forget
that's
that.
Right. Los Dios de Muertos. I do have one final little screenshot. I got someone shoved a jack-o'-lantern on my head, and I kind of like it. She's kind of cute. So I'm just keeping her with a jack-o'-lantern head for a while. I have like six in my bag. So I'm just going to keep stocking her up. So I have a little screenshot of there in there. She's in Undercity wearing her jack-o'-lantern head. I was thinking the other day I should dig out. I know I have some mistletoe. Right? I need to find somebody who has mistletoe and a jack-o'-lantern head. Put the jack-o'-lantern head and turn their mount into a reindeer.
Right.
And get a screenshot of that.
Nice.
So
yeah, we can do that. I've got both.
Yeah.
So let me know. We'll do a screenshot sometime.
So that's been my week. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I don't know if we'll get her to 90 in the next week and a half. It's a push.
You can do it.
She's at 62.
Get that buff. Keep that buff. You still got like 24 hours of that buff, right?
Yeah. Ooh, I've been keeping the buff on me at all times.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So we'll see. We'll find out next week. Stay tuned.
Yes.
Same buff time.
Good week, though, Rogue Slayer. Go you.
Wait, I said same buff time. That reminded me. I was at the store today picking up my candy, and it was so cool. There were these two women, grown-up women, you know, like I mean, late 20s, early 30s, maybe, normal-sized people, not skinny little minis or anything. And as I was walking by, I heard one say, yeah, she's Poison Ivy, and I'm Harley Quinn. I'm like, yes!
Nice.
Okay.
And that's been your week?
That's totally been my week, in and out of game.
Oh,
okay. Woohoo!
You've had a good week.
Yeah.
Very.
Especially once I can fly fast.
I've only ever bought the fast flying on Tidra. None of my other tunes have it.
Oh, boy. Wow. I have to get it, but I can't believe I didn't get Journeyman riding.
That's funny.
40 gold to fly?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess it's time for email now.
Emails, folks.
Email. Email.
La data. You've got mail.
Email.
Who's next?
I'm addicted to you, baby.
Lovely little email. Lita, can you read the first email?
Certainly. So this one's titled How I Play WoW. And this is from Phil?
Phil, yeah.
Okay. So he says, I play generously. I have given more gold gear mats to other players than I can keep track of. Oh, I've been playing nice. Since Wrath. What was that?
I said, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have tons of characters over the years. I had 4 level 85s that I deleted halfway into MOP after deciding to quit.
Wow.
My whole inner being just crumbled. Yes. I don't know about you guys, but I've just gone, oh, wow. But I kept my level 90 Warlock, which I am back to raiding with now, leading into Warlords of Drenor. I boosted another Druid, deleted my old one like an idiot, and have her in eye level 515 so far. Mm. I like to create things and share them as much as possible. There are lots of jerks in WoW, and I like to be as nice as possible, even if it means I sometimes get taken advantage of. Leveling through new content is my favorite part, though, so this first few months will be my favorite part of Warlords, I presume. Phil, well, thank you. Thank you for that. And, you know, it's good. It is one of those things. People do take advantage, but if you have a good heart that, you know, that you will find good people. And unfortunately, there are a lot of jerks around in and out of game. So hope you find some good people to surround yourself with.
Right. All right. Thank you. Our next email is from Curly, and it's an audio.
Yay,
Curly!
Curly!
He titles it from me, but here we go.
Curly. Hello, Control Out Wow. This is Curly here with my Getting It In Under the Wire submission. Sorry I haven't submitted anything in the last couple of weeks. Every time I would think to do it, I would forget, and then it'd be too late. Kind of sounds like my last date. Anyway, so honestly, there's not a whole lot to talk about. I did the new quests for the pre-expansion quests. Wow, total blind blank for a second there. On like 500 tunes. So it was, you know, they're easy, you know, they're cute. You know, any tune that you need some gear on that's 90, you know, that you didn't run through the Isle of Time thing and stuff, we'll get you some couple of pieces of gear if they remember to send them to you. Because I think the first week it was broke. So yeah. But overall, I kind of like, I hate to say this, but it was a little disappointing. I mean, it was fun, it was cute, but it was over in 5 minutes. I mean, come on. I mean, granted, we'll be playing the expansion nonstop for, like, what, the next year and a half, but still. That whole ability pruning thing, I really am totally on board with it now. It made me a little nervous the first couple of days, but it just makes everything a little more livable and easier to play, rogues still suck, by the way. My warrior is just so much easier to deal with, and my mage, my frost mage. Frost mage is really fun in PvP, if you were wondering. You just annoyed the crap out of everybody. Yay me. I hope everyone had a happy Halloween, happy November. And that's it for now. Thank you for calling. Please call again. Have a great day.
Thanks, Curly.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, you know, Curly. I haven't done any of them.
Really?
On any of my tunes. I guess maybe I should get cracking and maybe finish it. Because you get some good gear, which is always nice.
Yeah, you do. I have to say, it takes a little bit more than 5 minutes, but by the time you get around to your 14th or 15th, well, it does seem like it goes by pretty fast.
Right.
Because you know exactly where you're going. Go here, go here, go here. Boom, got it. Boom, boom, boom. You know? Mm-hmm. But it's fun. It is fun. It's fun just seeing how everything's different.
Yeah.
And plus, I used it as an opportunity to get used to my new spell bars.
Mm. Oh, exactly. Because all of a sudden, I was on my warrior last night, and I thought, oh, with the removal of the spells, because I had like 3 bars worth of spells for my prop warrior, and I'm still looking, and I'm going, did they actually remove anything? I've still got lots of spells. They did, but it was still like, okay, what the hell is my rotation now? I'm just going to kill stuff. And I mean, she hasn't got a huge eye level. She's only in, you know, some timeless gear and greens. And I'm just going whack, whack, whack and killing them quite, you know, it wasn't too bad for a little prop gnome. So I was like, okay, all right, well, I can get through it. That'll do.
There you go. I think the one spell I was saddest to see go was on my paladin, her little, I forget what he's called, but he's like her little avenging angel that I can call forth to fight with me.
Oh, yeah.
It's gone. He went back to the Twisted Nether. I keep getting so lonely. I want him to come join me. And he says, no, I can't. I'm gone.
I can't do it. I don't like this outline. I think it takes me out of the game. I don't know why, but when everything is, it makes it look like so flat.
When you hover your cursor right over it, that outline they get.
No, yeah. when they're quest objectives.
Oh, just a little the glow. I like the glow. Yeah. I don't like when you're coming up on an NPC and you put your mouse near them and they get that very solid line around them.
Mm-hmm.
That's very disconcerting.
Yeah. All right. Ooh, some stark soil and a chewed carrot. How nice.
Excellent. All right. It's like stew.
Yeah. So now's the time I get to play this.
Clan Darkness.
Oh yeah.
We are the mighty Clan of Darkness.
Of Darkness. D.O.D. Clan of Darkness.
We are the mighty Clan of Darkness.
Clan of Darkness.
Yeah.
C-O-D-O.
On the W-O-W. They can't bounce up in here.
Rogue Slayer, how are the Clans of Darkness?
Clans of Darkness are doing well, but I think people are sort of starting to gather their energy together in preparation, you know, for the big events coming up.
Right.
There's not been a lot of activity going on, but there's been some. so we've no new level 10s or 20, but we have Confessor at level 30.
Yay.
No new 40s or 50s, but we have Sumjin at level 60.
Woohoo!
No new 70s or 80s. But, okay, here's where the big action is. People who want to get these tunes ready to go, they're close, they want to go. So at 85, we have Dead Kelly, Azalea, and Matarina.
Matarina.
And our newest level 90s, there are two. We have Kushti and Dead Kelly. And I will say, I usually do Friday on the following week, but I will make an announcement that, you know, at the start of the podcast, Matarina hit 90 as well.
Congrats.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Yay! Matarina will get announced during the regular one last next week because it's just how I roll. But we do need a little singy song.
Funny how time flies when you're having fun.
Woohoo! Our newest exalted member of one of the Clans of Darkness is Dead Kelly!
Yay! Woohoo!
And you now have access to the far more limited number of rewards.
Yay!
Yeah, in my my guild that I've been doing a couple of tunes in lately, to get the battle standard coordination, you have to have everyone do like 15,000 daily quests or something like that. Mm. And it's only like usually one person on. So I'm never going to get a battle standard coordination over there. Oh, well.
Nice.
So that's the Clan of Darkness update for this week.
Yay! Yay.
Right. Very good.
Way to go, guildies.
Yeah.
Thanks, chat room.
Yay.
Congratulations.
We did have Big G join us halfway through.
Oh, hi, Big G.
Hi, G.
Tyburn got Blasted Lands quest. Congratulations.
Congrats. Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Complete 35
quests in Blasted Lands.
Mm-hmm.
What level is he? 90. So he must be just doing some retro stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent.
Nice one.
All right. Thanks, guys. Happy Hollows End. Be safe out there. And this is Aprillion for the Horde.
This is Lita for the Tricky Treats.
This is Rogue Player for the Horde.
And this is Tidra for the Chat Room.
Bye, Chat
Room. Yay.
Bye, Chat Room. Caesar, stop.
Bye, Chat Room. Bye, Caesar.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh. Can you hear Kobe's barking?
You can reach us at controlaltwow, that's CTRLALTWOW at gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at controlaltwow, and our show notes will be at controlaltwow.blogspot.com. And I thought we'd spend a little time talking about some of our favorite podcasts. I can name a couple, the Valentine Cast and Behind the Avatar. There's Wow Geekly, which is awesome and very in-depth.
Grand Aga says to remember to tell people to listen to Juno's new show.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Corpse
the Corpse
Run Radio.
Corpse Run Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love Bind on Equip.
Okay, yeah.
And,
All Things, All.
All Things Azeroth.
Azeroth.
Yeah, and All Pets Allowed.
All pets allowed.
That's what's
I enjoyed that a lot.
The duvet cave.
When I first started playing, I listened to the Starting Zone, which I think they have restarted the Starting Zone.
Okay.
It's a really cool podcast for when you're trying to figure out how everything works, you know?
Mm-hmm. Don't forget Realm Maintenance.
Yes, Realm
always has good. He always introduces me to new stuff.
Yes.
And Bitter and Salty.
Keeping me on my toes. Yes.
Bitter and Salty is a good one.
Yeah.
I like Convert to Raid as well.
Yeah.
I have
so many good ones.
I recently started listening to Warcraft Trolls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that good?
Yeah, because I follow her on Twitter. She's very funny. I noticed her during BlizzCon.
Megan.
To the podcast. Yeah, Megan. Really, really good.
Yeah. Megan. Yeah, she's cool. Azeroth Roundtable with Ben and John. That's some.
Yeah. And if you want a little. Geek in your week? Geektopia? Is that, am I saying that right?
Yes. Definitely. Geektopia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a little geek in your
week. And if you're another good one for geek stuff is Major Spoilers.
Okay.
Ooh. Hi, this is Lita from Behind the Avatar. If you want to know more about the people that play this game that we love, then check out my podcast, Behind the Avatar. You will find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can contact me on Twitter at LitaWow or the show at Behind the Avatar. You can also email the show at BehindTheAvatar@gmail.com.